Good morning, this is Dwight Davis. Welcome to our Bird Notes. I was sitting on the porch recently, as older folks are wont to do, trying to read, but I was diverted by a mockingbird. He was singing, loudly and exuberantly, to the extent that I had to put down my book and just listen. It was, quite simply, pure music, with phrases repeated, then interrupted, then turned upside down, chirps and scales and songs tumbling out in ecstatic confusion. I couldn't help but smile. And yes, we know that birds sing to proclaim territory and to attract mates. However, sometimes it seems to me that birds sing just for the joy of it. Whatever it may be to the bird, the sound is beauty to the human ear. But there may even be another element to this. In one of his essays, naturalist John Burroughs has this to say. There is something almost pathetic in the fact that birds remain forever the same. You grow old, your friends die or move to distant lands, events sweep on, and all things are changed. Yet there in your garden or orchard are the birds of your boyhood, the same notes, the same calls, and to all intents and purposes, the identical birds endowed with perennial youth. And when you walk out to the strange woods, there they are, mocking you with their ever-renewed and joyous youth. The call of the high-hole, the whistle of the quail, the strong piercing note of the meadowlark, how these sounds ignore the years and strike on the ear with the melody of springtime, when the world was young and life was all holiday and romance. John Burroughs on the magic of birdsong.